Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it took them over 24 hours for them to finally make this thing official. But guys, we are going to have a press conference here today.
You're all familiar with his credentials that he brings to the table. 9 playoff appearances, a winning record in postseason play, 6 division titles, 4 NFC championship game appearances, and a Super Bowl victory at AT&T Stadium. So I do want to introduce you to the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy.
To the fans, the commitment will be unwavering. I won my first Super Bowl here in North Texas at AT&T Stadium. And I just want to tell you, I am anxious and excited to get to work on winning the next Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys.
First chance to win $1,000 this morning is live and active right now. Let's bring in the voice of America's team. They popped him on the NFL Network the other day when the news broke that Mike McCarthy was the 9th head coach in Cowboys history. Brad was at the presser, and he's joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. Brad, what were the things that jumped out to you immediately yesterday listening to Mike McCarthy address the media?
I thought he appeared to be really real and relatable, and that there's a great deal of emotion for him wanting to get back into coaching and be successful. And I'm really struck. I don't know if it was just yesterday, Sean, but I was really struck by listening to him talk about what he did with the year off, why he did it, why he put that whole McCarthy project together, and how he wanted to examine himself and see where he could be better in all areas of his life. I'm a big believer in that, and I think that's all very impressive. I mean, otherwise, he was great. He's clearly a down to earth guy. He's a Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah.
And there are very few Pittsburgh guys that I've ever met who are put on or affected. I mean, they're real. It's a real place, and he seems to be all of those things.
Jerry and Steven were clearly smitten. Like, their time with him, they were gushing over it. What do you think it was that McCarthy sold Jerry and Steven on that made them say, you know what, we don't need to interview anyone else. Let's just lock this up now.
I think the guy really knows what he's doing. I believe that his track record speaks to that, proves that. And there's no way any of us could ever know it, but my guess would be that if you're interviewing for that job, then you're going to really peel the onion back on all the things you did in the year off and why you did it and what you want to do and how you think you can take the roster that you've got, which is really right now only half a roster, but why you think you can take the roster that you've got and apply all of the things that made you successful before. I mean, I do believe, and I think it came across from him yesterday, that he really wanted the job. And when you, now that, I've tried to get jobs that I really wanted, that just being real honest and saying that didn't help any. But there are, I think it's clear that that was a big motivator for him. And I think with Jerry and Steven, once you're all in, when they know that you are capable, and he's proven he's capable, and then once you are all in and they know that they're going to get all of what you have, then I think it's very easy for them to get excited. And my impression is that that's kind of what won them over.
Brad, you've been at every Cowboys press conference introductory since, except for Landry's. How did this one compare to the other ones, the Parcells and the Wades and the Garretts and all that?
They're really pretty much all the same, RJ. And I would say that Parcells, because of his gravitas, who he is, that was a little bigger. In Garrett's case, most of the people in the room knew him, and he had taken that press conference when he got the job full time. He had taken a 1-7 team and gone 5-3 in the second half of the year with them. There was people don't want to remember it now, but there was a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for him getting that job, and I think that carried over. Wade, bless his heart, all everyone remembers about Wade's opening press conference was, "Surprise, I'm here!
Surprise, I'm here!"
and that's a shame. That's Wade's sense of humor, and that. But I mean, look, those press conferences are all dog and pony shows. Everybody's in their best suit and on their best behavior. Nobody ever had a press conference to hire somebody in an important position like that to announce how absolutely distraught they were that it all came to this, but here he is. You know, that's not what you get. So, I mean, they're all pretty much the same, but that's why I think that for the guy involved or the woman involved, that all you can do is try to be real. Here's my prediction. It won't take the whole year before most people in the media are griping about his answers at press conferences.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Starting tomorrow at 8 o'clock right here on The Fan.
But he's real. I mean, I think that's a very important thing because I think he will be that way with his players.
Brad, Ed Werder said that a team source told him these three things lacked under Jason: fear, accountability, and discipline. What do you think Mike McCarthy can add that maybe was missing a little bit in the past or this past year's team?
So that's amusing on a number of levels, one of which is Babe and Christy and I were sitting together yesterday, and Babe reminded me that when Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, fired McCarthy with 4 or 5 games to go in the 2018 season, he said one of the biggest reasons was they lacked accountability. Mm. And so I really think that more than anything else, it has to do with how long a voice has been in the room.
Yeah.
And it's very rare, especially today with free agency and big money and what have you. It was a little different when Landry was coaching, but especially today, it's very rare when you can have a guy be in the room and guys have been with him for 6, 7, 8, 10 years. They've heard all the stories. Sometimes, I mean, a guy is not going to reinvent himself as a motivator. And he did, Garrett still motivated them. But you just, and I think it happened to McCarthy in Green Bay. And I think that it probably happened to Jason a little bit here, that you get to a point where you need a different voice in the room. And the results were what they were. And there's no escaping that. I do think that when you talk, it was accountability and what else? Discipline?
Discipline. Fear. Which, by the way, they were middle of the pack in penalties.
Fear, accountability,
yeah,
and
but
discipline.
It's interesting if you look at the penalties, because I chart this every week, and they had some really bad games early. And then from about mid-season, they averaged fewer than 5 penalties a game, which would put you in the top third. They had some big ones.
Yes.
They were worse in yardage than they were in the total number of penalties. But as the year went on, they improved rather dramatically in the frequency of penalties. Sean, say it again. Discipline?
Fear, discipline, and accountability.
So let me be very careful how I say this, because I don't want to create a I don't want this to become something that I'm saying that I'm not saying. The only way that players can fear the head coach is if he is the only voice they ever hear. That's the only way. And fear also is not necessarily, I don't think, something that will last. They feared Bill. That'll get you so far.
But Jerry still talked with Bill, right?
Probably. It's been a while. I think that he still had his press conferences. I don't think press conferences affect players.
Mm.
The only reason that players know that Jerry's having a press conference after a game is because they walk by him. How else do they know? They're not listening to the radio. They're going they're either going right to the bus or to the family room.
Brad Sham here on The Fan. Your impressions of some of the staff additions and the staff turnover.
So that's new broom sweeps clean. Now, I don't know what's official yet. I mean, I read that they've hired Mike Nolan, and I read that they've hired John Fossil.
And that Kellen's coming back.
And that Kellen is coming back, and Tom Sula in the defensive line. And I think the same thing is true of assistant coaches that is true of head coaches. After a while, you can use a new voice in the room. I would say that I have tremendous fondness for Rod Marinelli, and I had a great text exchange with him yesterday. But sometimes you need a new approach when the results aren't there. Now, it's interesting. I'm for, if this is what happens, I'm very much for the idea of defense being a little more confusing for offenses. It's fine to be simple. If you're so good that they can know what's coming and it doesn't matter. But if you're real simple and you're not all that great at it, then you're compromised. And so you need to do something to make things difficult. So if Mike Nolan will do, and Mike Nolan's a good football coach, and I knew his dad when his dad coached here. If Mike Nolan will make things complicated for the opposing offense, I'm all for it. I think Jim Tom Sula is probably one of those guys who's he's a lifer and may have been miscast in the year he was the head coach of the 49ers, but he's probably a really solid, disciplined, hard-nosed, old school would be my guess. I've never met him.
Before we let you go, have you spoken?
Let me just say this. There's some good coaches, especially on the offensive side of the ball, who are not going to be coming back. And
yeah.
I think you do have to let the guy bring who he wants, but there's some guys there who can really coach and who did a really good job here.
Have you spoken to Jason, and do you know what he wants to do next?
I have texted him, and I haven't heard back from him yet. I think they've been a little bit busy. I don't see him taking a gap year. I don't think he wants to coach. He's energetic and he's got a constant fire in the belly. And he wants to coach. I read one bit of speculation that he might be considered to be the offensive coordinator in New York, where this new head coach is essentially a special teams guy.
Yep.
And that would be a great fit because he knows offense. He's trained young quarterbacks. He's worked with them. And he and his wife love New York. And that would be a great fit for him. But I will also tell you, and a lot of people will be shocked by this because they have their ingrained, misguided notions, in my opinion, of who he is. He'd be great on television. And he actually did that a little bit for part of an offseason in the Arena League before he decided to go into coaching full time.
Can we get that tape?
Wow, where's that tape at? That Desperados tape? Is that what that is?
No, it wasn't here. I think it was in New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Hey, I'm very proud of you for not driving and texting. I got the notification last night. That's how I knew you put in a lot of work at the Star. Thank you for waking up with us.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you later.
All right, boys. Have a great day.
Brad Sham here on The Fan.
So he talked about the penalties thing real quick. They got flagged 109 against them, 102 against the other team. But the yardage difference, those seven penalties, were 153 yards extra. Those were big play penalties.
We need to put out a bounty if someone can find that Jason Garrett play-by-play analyst tape. Are you kidding me? There's broadcasting tape of Jay Jeezy out there? We may have to put out a reward, I should say, for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.